Welcome back. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Todd Brinker.
And we are On the Brink, the morning show on KCAA, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. I am super excited to welcome back to the show Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the Executive Director for the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges, and she joins us once a month to talk about all things health-related, naturopathic and otherwise. Dr. Yanez, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, folks.
Did you enjoy your holidays?
I did. I hope you all did as well.
You
know what I'm enjoying today?
What's that?
Today is I Am a Mentor Day.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Who knew? They have so many different days now that it's hard to keep track of them all.
But that one is a beautiful one. And in our last segment, we were talking about issues of despair and how human connection is important. And mentors are a huge part of that.
They are a huge part of it. You know, there's actually research that's been done on working professionals and folks that have mentors in their work environment and people that don't. And it's amazing. Folks that do have mentors are more likely to get a raise. They're more likely to get a promotion. And they're happier in their jobs. And the folks that do the mentorship also, you know, who are the actual mentor, report higher job satisfaction and professional connection. And that professional connection part and the personal connection part that you just talked about is so important. And, you know, it's interesting now. I hear even from my own colleagues where, you know, maybe they haven't been able to find a mentor in the traditional sense, and they're getting personal coaches.
Ah, so they're feeling that need for themselves.
Yep, they're feeling that need for themselves professionally, and maybe there isn't somebody who's doing exactly what they want, or they haven't been able to find that, and so they're going and hiring coaches for work.
So, and you know, it's interesting in this area, the number of people going to college that who are the first in their families to go to college is quite large in the San Bernardino and Riverside counties, but especially in San Bernardino. And that students who have a mentor when they start college fare much better, are much more likely to persist to graduation and to just have a better overall experience than those who don't. So for youth, mentoring is incredibly important as well.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, some of the data, and I know that maybe this is embedded in that San Bernardino data, but some of the data around diversity definitely demonstrates that, you know, first generation or folks who are coming from a disadvantaged background really need a hand up and support and resources to help ensure that they're successful. You know, they may not have had the same type of family support that other folks might have had coming into school, and they're just as capable, if not more so, of working hard and doing well, but there might be some additional resources that they may need. There was one just recent article on diversity that I was reading about that spoke to Native American students and assisting them in getting work study so that they could stay in school in those early years of school, because many do have to, you know, provide support back home, even though they're in school. And so it's very interesting to see, you know, that there isn't a one-size-fits-all approach in success, but that common thread is help, is
indeed
asking for help and getting help, whether it's a mentor or a coach or an advisor or whatever. But asking for that help and seeking it out and making sure that you're also receptive to getting help. You know, sometimes folks are proud and they don't want to admit that they're, you know, they're lost or they need help. And, you know, I wrote an article last month about mentorship. And, you know, it's just as important with the mentor to be sensitive to what the mentee needs, but also the mentee to be able to receive that feedback and to ask for help and to say what they need. So it's a bilateral relationship.
So, you know, I think about doctors, and especially naturopathic and other independent doctors who generally, they'll put a shingle out and have their own practice or have a small practice, as opposed to being part of a majorly large group like Kaiser Permanente. And in that point, you know, connection with others in the field, people who have been doing it longer, becomes incredibly important, I would imagine.
It is, and it's one of the pieces of advice that I always share with prospective or new students. And, you know, is the power of mentorship, the need for networking. And, you know, if you are starting a business, you know, Aaron, would you think of starting a restaurant or, you know, any other type of small business without talking to other people who've started restaurants and who, you know, what worked, what didn't work, what
no.
did you learn, what do you wish you knew? You know, most people, if they're doing it right, wouldn't enter into some sort of a business without doing a lot of homework, without finding out what best practices were, what, you know, what works, what doesn't, what are the pitfalls, what should I look to avoid? You know, those are the types of things. And so in naturopathic medicine, like in any other practice, where many people are opening up, you know, their own business, it's really important. It's an important step in doing your homework to find out mentorship, to seek that out, and find out what's worked before.
And that is I know that AANMC does a lot of that leadership work, and I'll call that leadership work and mentorship work, both to the college leadership, but also to people who are interested in becoming naturopathic doctors.
We do, and you know, our work focuses right now a lot more on the academic leadership and helping to build up another network of, you know, up-and-coming academic leaders, because that is another area where we see, you know, not a lot of people who, you know, even recognize that it's a career path, and then once they do, it's like, oh, wait, I have to learn how to teach, I have to learn how to lead, I have to learn all of these other things that I didn't get in medical school necessarily. And, you know, curriculum plans. And, you know, I know that you have loved ones in academia, and, you know, that teaching is an art.
It is.
And leadership is an art. And that is, you know, that's not always an art everyone succeeds in very
not
well.
Not everybody has that gift.
No, not everyone has that gift. But there are some that do, and how do you foster that? And so, yes, we're definitely focused on promoting that and looking at that. And I don't know if you've had mentors, but I've had mentors along the way. And, you know, part of my passion is giving back. You know, I still seek out mentors. I think it gets a little harder, you know, the farther along you are in your career sometimes to find folks who have, you know, the level, the skill sets and the things you need for mentorship. But I'm always leaning on colleagues. You know, other executive directors and I will have powwows, you know, and so on from time to time. And, you know, what's working for you? What's not working for you? And so I seek that out even, you know, with my role and my job in seeking out mentorship and belonging to professional associations that have other folks that are doing what I do. And so it's really important to continually, as part of a process of continual improvement, self-improvement, and self-awareness to, you know, and I know we've talked about self-awareness before, but to have that mentor or a network of social support within your profession to bounce off ideas, hey, I'm feeling this, or hey, am I overreacting? Hey, is this normal? Should this be happening? And all of those things that, you know, are important to have for your own mental health and your own career trajectory.
It also builds trust within an organization, and any healthy organization has succession planning for all positions, but especially for those at the top. And so the people who are coming up should be mentored. Number one, you get to know them and trust them, and teams work better when you know each other better. And number two, you figure out what their strengths are. So you have somebody coming up in an organization and you find out that they're more people oriented than numbers oriented, even if they're working in the accounting department. Okay, so then, you know, maybe they'll be in leadership in another, you know, in one segment versus another. And, you know, that's part of mentoring, is getting to know the people
Absolutely.
That you are working with.
Absolutely. You know, it's really important, I think, and what you're mentioning with any sort of work environment, whether it's an association like mine or a school or, you know, a regular business or a medical center, to know people's strengths and weaknesses, help them know those strengths and weaknesses, and it allows you as a leader to get the right people in the right positions for what you need and when you need it. So I think there's, you know, there's a component of that as well, but that mentorship really is important. I think of some of the younger academic leaders that are starting to participate in some of my groups and seeing them mature and seeing them grow, and it's really awesome to see and inspiring to see people learning, you know, oh, if I, you know, here's a way that I can get better engagement in my meetings, and, you know, here's a way that I can get people to respond to my emails, and or get, you know, like, just, you know, basic stuff that we kind of take for granted, but it's fun to see it grow, you know. And I always have a rule for myself, like, okay, if anything, you know, but I've had to learn it the hard way, if I'm having to email you more than a couple times on a topic, it's time to take it to the phone. And so, you know, those are just things that I live by. If there's an email thread of a bunch of stuff, or if something is maybe going to elicit an emotion, let's take it to a phone call, or better yet, a face-to-face if you can do that. So, you know, but those are things that I had to learn the hard way. I had to learn after, you know, email threads of 15 back and forth.
Yes.
Or email.
Everybody misunderstanding what's happening and getting more and more frustrated or annoyed or hurt or whatever.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if I can pass on a little bit of the things I've learned the hard way to someone else, you know, and keep them from making that mistake, I would love the opportunity. So, you know, I think the mentorship month that we're in now, you know, culminates with Thank Your Mentor on the 30th, and I have a long list of folks that I'm going to be emailing that day and thanking.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Yanez, this has been enlightening and fun, and tell people how they can find you and follow you and learn more about the AANMC.
You bet. We are on Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest and Facebook and all the like, and LinkedIn. AANMC.org is our web handle, and we host monthly webinars. We'll have one this Friday about changing careers. If you're interested or thinking about a career in naturopathic medicine, I hope you can join us.
Wonderful. Well, it has been a treat as always, Dr. Yanez. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a wonderful rest of the week.
You bet. Thanks to you, and same to you all.
So with that, it's time for a break. I'm Erin Brinker.
I'm Todd Brinker.
And we are On the Brink, the morning show on KCAA. We'll be right back.